Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. I hope everybody, especially in the United States, had a wonderful Thanksgiving. So for this week's Great Rosary campaign, I'd like for everybody to pray for Sean Hannity. He's the well-known commentator and host on Fox News. He's been on there for many decades. He was raised Catholic, I believe. He was Catholic for much of his life, but apparently has publicly announced that he has left the church. I think that was maybe a few years ago. He ascribed it to scandal and whatnot. I also know that very unfortunately, very sadly, he and his wife are divorced, and he has now been engaged to another host at Fox News who was also previously divorced. And so I don't know exactly what's going on. I'm not here to judge. What I am asking is for all of us to pray that Sean would come back to the church, and that perhaps in the process of coming back to the church, he can help bring whoever he's with now into the church. I don't, it's too many threads for me to undo, and it's not my place to do that. It's simply my place and your place to pray that this son of the church who has fallen away from her, fallen away from her communion, would eventually and hopefully soon come back. And so let's pray for that. For the suggested penance, let's do a 24-hour water fast this week, because knowingly leaving the communion of the church is a grave scandal. And so we want to offer penance for Sean's sins in that regard. And we also want to bear in mind, you know, he has mentioned the fact that scandal and some of the sex abuse issues in the church were part of the reason he left. I completely understand the anger and the righteous indignation at those things. Those bishops and priests involved in those things, if they did not repent, I hope to God that they do, but they will be in hell. And as Jesus said, there would be scandals, but woe to those by whom they come. And he warned that if you put a millstone around the neck, or that you would have a millstone put around your neck if you scandalize any of the little ones. So while I don't think scandal in the church is ever a valid reason to leave, particularly if you believe that Jesus is in the Eucharist and the other sacraments and whatnot, there's been scandal since the days of Judas. I also don't want to minimize that scandal and act as if people like Sean don't have valid frustrations. There's also the marital issues. I will simply say I've never known anybody to leave Christianity or go from a more Orthodox version of it to a less Orthodox version without something related to loin issues being involved. I hope that's not the case here, but in any event, I'm very sympathetic for his concerns about abuse. I'm also very concerned about some of the reasons and circumstances surrounding his leaving the Catholic Church. So let's pray for Sean Hannity. Let's offer a 24-hour water fast as usual. Adjust that for your state in life. Not everybody can do a 24-hour water fast. If you're a day laborer, if you're elderly, if maybe you have some other medical condition, that's completely fine. But if you can, please consider doing a 24-hour water fast. And with that, we will close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you, and on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.